All weekend, we've been hearing stories of folks coming to Washington for Tuesday's inauguration, stories about history and family and friends and long-distance travels. Well, our final inaugural journey has all of that, plus it's a love story. Christopher Kilday is in the studio with me. He's a guitar teacher from San Francisco. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Your story starts in Cuba, actually, where you were studying the classical guitar.
That's right, I was. I wanted to go to Cuba because I had heard that the musicians there were the best in the world. So I took a trip there, and I went to the Institute of Superior Art, which is in Havana. And I remember that at the ensayo, everybody was playing, and I was outside. And I remember there was this beautiful girl I had seen there, and I began talking with her, and it seemed that she was single. And in the course of our conversation, after about another hour, I had realized that she was the girlfriend of the bass player, and so I had to kind of become friend. And that was okay. And 2 days later, I was there at the same ensayo, and I saw her, and I greeted her, and she poked her head around the corner. And the second after she poked her head around the corner, her identical twin sister, Yadamis, appeared. And ever since that moment, I fell in love with her. And that basically was it for me.
Well, Yadamis Rodriguez Gonzalez is also here in the studio. I understand you've been in America for about 12 hours now.
Yeah, like 24 hours.
24 hours. And do you have any impressions so far?
Yeah, I'm adjusting to everything, to the weather, because it's very cold in here. There is very warm, very hot. It's in Cuba, so here it's very cold. But I miss my family there too, very much.
How long have you two known each other?
3 years and a half.
So you're planning on getting married.
Why? Oh, you know what? That's one thing I need to take care of. Yadamis, will you marry me?
Of course, yes.
You hadn't done that before?
No. No.
So we're taking a little break for the bride to kiss the groom here. I feel like I'm intruding.
No, not at all.
So what are you going to do tomorrow and the next day and, goodness, for the rest of your lives now?
Tomorrow's Monday. We're going to the Black Tie and Boots Ball.
That's the Texas inaugural ball.
A friend of mine gave me tickets to that. A diehard Republican who could just not, he couldn't go. And so he gave us the tickets, which is very nice. We'll do that. And then the day of the inauguration, we have friends who are going to meet, and we're going to put on our triple coats and go out there in the cold and brave it and try to see what
freeze.
We can see. Yeah.
I mean, I'm from here and I freeze. So.
Really?
Yeah. It's cold.
I think I'm not going.
It's Candela.
Now, conducting a long-distance romance and planning the future, it's all overwhelming under the best of circumstances. Why throw the chaos of the inauguration into it? It's almost like you're borrowing trouble.
Well, we are trouble. That's true. The K-1 visa process is a long and complicated process.
What is a K-1 visa?
Yeah, the fiancé K-1 visa.
Gotcha.
I applied for this visa about 16 months ago, and only recently did we know that she would be able to come in January, and then maybe possibly February. You really do not know the exact date you're coming until the very, very end. And she was very lucky to get the opportunity to have her ticket on the 13th. So we knew she was coming, but we didn't know when, and we really hedged our bets. And we're just lucky that it happened during this time. And it's really an auspicious time.
Chris, you teach guitar in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm a performer and a teacher.
And so how is this all going to work? Are you going back to San Francisco? What's your plan?
Yes, I'm going back to San Francisco.
And is Yadamis going to join you there?
Yes.
Have you been to San Francisco yet?
No.
So you're moving to a city you've never been into before. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to help Chris in everything. And I don't know, to get a job.
This is such a big change for you.
Yeah, it is. In every way. Everything is different.
Well, Christopher Kilday and Yadamis Rodriguez Gonzalez, thank you both so much for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Felicidades.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Really, honestly, I did not see that one coming. After an exhaustive check of our archives, we feel pretty confident in saying that is the first ever on-air proposal on NPR News. Our inaugural journey series was produced by Travis Larchuk.